Hello and welcome to this video tutorial brought to you by tutvid.com. This here is the web text box that we're going to be creating, and I'm also going to show you how to slice it and save it out as an HTML file so that we can easily open it in Dreamweaver or Go Live and use it in a website. So with that in mind, I'm going to close this down and we're going to start from scratch. I'm going to go File, New for a new document. We can give the document a name. We can just name it Web Box, and the width is going to be 400, height 400 as well. That's not going to be the exact size of our text box, but I just like a little bit extra space to work in, so we're going to crop out the extra when we're done. First thing we need to do is hold the Alt or Option key down and double click our background layer. That basically just unlocks it, and that's just going to be our temporary background. We're going to get rid of that, and our web text box is going to be sitting on a transparent background by the time we finish it. I'm going to turn that layer back on, and I'm going to create a new layer. I'm going to name this layer Box Base. I'm going to grab my rectangular marquee tool. I'm going to set the style to fixed size, and I'm going to set the width to 200 and the height to 350. You can see it's a nice size selection. I'm going to drop right into the center, and I'm going to fill this with the color E1. That looks good. It's a nice light gray. Just hit Alt Backspace. Or Option Backspace, that fills your selection. And now I'm going to hit Command or Control D to deselect. So there's the base of our web box. I'm going to create a new layer now and name it Box Header. This is going to be our box's header. I'm going to set the width to 200 and I'm going to change the height to 45 pixels. Now I'm going to line this up as best I can and we're going to fine tune it in just a second. That looks pretty good. I want this color to be slightly different. I want this color to be, let's try CE, which, yes, is a darker gray. Hit OK. Alt Backspace fills that selection as well, and Command or Control D deselects that as well. Now, it looks like we have them pretty well lined up, but I don't think I have them centered here in my document. So what I'm going to do is hold down the control key and click the thumbnail of my layer 0, which is my temporary background. Now I'm going to hold down the shift key and select both the box and a box base, or the box header and box base layers. Now if you're not using CS2 or newer, you're not going to be able to shift click layers like that. You'll just have to do this one layer at a time, which shouldn't be a problem. So just select one or both layers, come up here to layer, hit align layers to selection, and we're going to align the horizontal edges. That's going to center our box in the exact middle of the document, which it just did. And I'm just going to deselect. Now to make sure that our header is right up against the top of this, which it looks like I got, we're going to select the box header layer, we're going to grab the move tool, and I'm just going to nudge it down a little bit. And if I start to see gray, I know I'm going too far. So just nudge it up until the gray disappears, and you're right at the perfect top of our base layer. So there we go, we have it lined up perfectly. Let's create another layer. This is just going to be a temporary layer to help us get a selection. We're going to change the width of our rectangular marquee tool. By the way, I have this set to fixed size, if I didn't mention that, not normal, fixed size. Set the width to 180 pixels and the height to 325 pixels. I'm going to drop a selection to about the center of our box base. We can make it perfect in just a second. And I'm just going to fill it with white, just a color that contrasts so I can see it. It really doesn't matter the color. We're going to get rid of it in just a second. Now just deselect it, Command or Control D. Now what I'm going to do is Control click that layer 0 again, with layer 1 here selected. That's my layer that's going to soon be gone. And I'm just going to align this to the horizontal edges as well. So we can deselect layer 0 because now our layer 1 is in the perfect center. What I want to do now is get a selection of what's going to be the border of our web text box. I'm going to do that by holding on the control key and selecting box base. And the trick is you have to control click the thumbnail here in CS2 in order to get the selection. So make sure you're control clicking the thumbnail of your layer. And now hold down control and we want to get the selection of layer 1. But see, if I just hold down control and click layer 1, it gets rid of my old selection. So what I need to do is select box base, and now I'm going to hold down control like I'm going to select layer 1, but I'm also going to hit the Alt or Option key, and you can see that next to my hand a little minus appears in that little selection box. That means it's going to subtract this part from our original selection. So when I click that, you can see I'm left with only the outside edge. I can now just grab layer 1, throw it in the trash, create a new layer, and we're going to name this layer Box Border. But before I fill it, I just want to drag it below box header, because our box header is going to have a little bit of something special on it, as you saw earlier. It's going to have that blue, shiny design to it. And the border is just sort of going to come out from underneath it. So we're going to give that same dark gray that our header has. So I'm just going to fill that, Alt Backspace, and then Command or Control D to deselect that. So now we have our box border, our box header, and our box base, all in three separate layers. And the next thing I want to do is create a new layer right here on top of box border, and we're going to name this layer line. I'm going to grab the line tool, and I'm going to set the weight to 7 pixels. Also set it to fill pixels. We don't want it to create a path or a vector shape. We just want to have plain, standard, generic fill pixels. I'm going to change the foreground color here to something a little more interesting, something other than gray, and that color is going to be 3D64B1. I have this written down, by the way. I do not know hexadecimals quite that well to just be able to know that that's the color that I want. But as you can see, it's this color, and that's exactly what we want. I'm just going to hold down the Shift key and drag it straight across. Don't worry about it being exact. We're going to make it exact in just a second. Hit the V key, and that'll grab your Move tool, and just nudge it up until you can't see the gray anymore. And by the gray, I mean the lighter gray of the box base. We want this to rest flush against the bottom of our header. Okay, I'm going to Control-click box base, and I'm going to come up here to Select and hit Inverse. It's going to flip our selection around, and I'm just going to hit the Delete key. That gets rid of the purple sticking out. Now I'm going to Control-click box border, and I'm going to hit the Delete key, and that's going to get rid of the line that is covering up the border. So now we just have the line coming between one side of the border and going straight across to the other side of the border. Simple as that. And that's about the extent of our line. So now let's take a look at something a little more tricky. We're going to come over to the box header, and what I want to do is round off this top corner of our header. I'm going to grab the pen tool, and we're going to set the pen to paths. We don't want the pen set to fill shape. You set the paths, and it really doesn't matter what layer you're on, because the pen tool does not draw your paths directly on a layer. The pen tool creates and has sort of its own layers palette here, which is the paths palette. Okay, so we're just going to select one of these layers, and I'm going to click about halfway down the box header, which would be about right here, and I'm going to hold down the Shift key and try to click on the corresponding line. Just imagine a straight 45 degree angle coming straight up to the top here. Probably about right there. I'm going to shift click, and now I'm going to pull out until my tangent handle touches, or my tangent handle on the right hand side of my anchor point, I should say, touches that outer edge. Now this isn't quite where I want it, so I'm going to grab the direct selection tool that's underneath the path selection tool. You got to click and hold the path selection tool and grab the direct selection tool, and I'm going to select this top anchor point, and I'm just going to tap the up arrow key a couple times until it gets flush with the top edge, just like that. Now I'm going to grab the pen tool again, and I'm going to select that anchor point, and I'm going to finish drawing my shape, okay, and just connect it. Basically, the only part of the shape we need to make sure we get is that very outside corner there. Okay, I'm going to come over to the paths palette and control click that path. Zoom back out, and I'm going to come up here to select, and come up to select, hit inverse, and now what I'm going to do is just select the mask button. And what I just did was I masked that corner out. I'm going to control click the mask. Now the reason it doesn't look like anything changed is because remember we have box border and box base underneath this as well. So if I select box border here, when I click the mask button, you're going to see now we can see the box base underneath. Control click box border. I'm going to do the same exact mask on box base, and now we have a nice rounded corner, and we can just see straight through to our white background. That's it for the rounded corner, that is. And now what we want to do is create a layer above box border here. We're going to name this Edge Flip, because we're going to make this edge, this is the lower left-hand corner, look like it's flipped back. So what I want to do first is grab the Rectangle tool. I want to set my foreground color to A2, which is a darker gray. I'm going to hold the Shift key. I'm just going to draw out a square. Don't worry about how big the square is. Just draw a square out. We're going to resize in just a second. Grab the Polygonal Lasso tool. You're going to have to click and hold on the Lasso tool until your flat menu comes out. Grab the Polygonal Lasso tool. Click in the very top left-hand corner of your square. Hold the Shift key. We just want to draw straight across diagonally and make a selection, sort of like that. Basically, all we want to do is delete half of our square so we have this nice triangle left. OK, Okay, we're going to grab the triangle and we're going to drag it in and set it on this corner. You can see there's a little bit, just one extra line of gray pixel. I'm going to get rid of that. I'm going to come into the eraser tool and I'm going to switch the mode to block. And you can see this is just this square block and it just erases everything down to complete nothing. That is whatever it touches. So that's there in the eraser tool. I just got rid of that. I'm going to zoom back out. Now before I do anything, I need to resize this quite a bit. I'm just going to hold the shift key and I'm going to pull it back to the corner. I only want it to be about half the size of the corner because I have to remember when I flip this over and flip it up, I need to make sure that it's still going to fit without going out to my box base area, because that would cause me trouble when I go and bring it into something like Dreamweaver or GoLive later on down the road. And you'll see why in a little bit. So let's control click edge flip, and I'm going to select the box header. Okay, and just box border, and I'm going to fill this with black. Now I'm not just selecting box border the layer, I'm selecting the mask. So I'm going to hit Alt Backspace to fill that with black. I'm going to select box base, and I'm going to hit Alt Backspace to fill that with black. So now we have nothing underneath our little gray corner. So with edge flip layer selected, go back to the edge flip layer, hit Command or Control T, and we're going to flip this horizontally, and then we're going to flip it vertically. You can see what we've just done is just flipped it right around, so now it looks like a page flip. And notice it stops right there at the edge. I resized it perfectly to stop right at that edge so it's not going into our lighter gray area. If it is going into your lighter gray area, that's going to cause you problems down the road. So if so, just go into your masks, erase that black corner. I hit Alt, by the way, to select the mask and view it in just black and whites. Erase that little black corner and resize your little triangle a little smaller. And just do it again. So it's no big deal if you mess up the first time. Select this edge, and we're just going to give it a little drop shadow just to add a little bit of an effect to it. So just click on the little blending options icon there at the bottom of the layers palette. Go to drop shadow. Layer styles, we're going to reduce the opacity to 25. We're going to reduce the distance. Let's try 0 and about 2 for our size. That looks about right. The last thing I want to change is just the angle. I'm going to uncheck use global light, and we're going to set this to about negative 120. Now let's try negative 125. That looks about like the angle we're on, maybe 130. Negative 130. Just like that. Looks pretty good. So I'm going to hit OK to commit that. We just have a little bit of a drop shadow. You can't really see it, but it just adds a dark edge to it just to add a little bit more 3D-ish look to it. Okay, so now that we have our edge flip set up, zoom back out to 100%. Box still looks a little bit bland. It can use a little bit of spicing up. So let's select the box header and let's add a little something special up here to the header. Go to the blending options, and the first thing we're going to give it is a gradient overlay. And we're going to set up our gradient overlay here. Basically, just select the plain old black to white gradient, and we're going to change both colors. This color, we're going to give it a blue, and it is going to be 03 2757. Okay, it's a nice dark blue. And over here, this blue is going to be a somewhat lighter blue. It's going to be 31B9E5. So it's a little bit lighter blue. Hit OK. And you can see we have a gradient going on out there. That's very good. We also want to hit this reverse button here. That's basically going to bring the light blue to the bottom, put the dark blue on top, which is how I want this to look. So that looks pretty good like that. We're going to also give it an inner glow. We're going to set the mode to normal, color white. And we're going to make a few adjustments here. We're going to bring the size up to about 15. Now 15 is a little much. Let's set it to 12. And let's reduce the opacity to about 25. So we just have a little bit of a white edge to it in there. That looks good just like that. Alright, hit OK. And that's the base of our box header. We're going to create a new layer above that. We're going to call this layer Shine. Now, we're going to create this shine. It's not going to be just the normal shine. We're going to do something a little special to it. We're going to use the pen tool. Set the pen tool to paths. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to start our selection here from the top corner. I want you to make an anchor point in the top corner and then select about a quarter of the way out on the bottom. Select that and just give it a little bit of a curve, just like that. Now just select out, just a wild selection, all the way out and around. We're going to mask our shine to fit our curved header here. Come into my paths palette. I'm going to command or control click that work path. I'm going to come back to my shine layer. Now I'm going to grab my gradient tool, and we just want a foreground to transparent gradient. I'm going to hit OK. Now right now my foreground color is gray. I'm going to flip that and make it white because I want this to be white. I'm going to start my white gradient right at the very top. I'm going to align my crosshairs with the top of my header. I'm going to click and I'm going to hold shift and I'm going to drag down and try to drag and align my lower crosshair with the very bottom of the header. And when I let go, you can see I get this nice shine. Now up here above, it is actually white as well, where I don't want it to be white because that's part of the selection. So we need to do a little bit of masking here. Command or Control D to deselect that. Now I just want to control click the header layer. But you can see here that we are going to be masking this to the square. So that corner is going to be, you know, still in there. So I don't want that. So I'll show you how we're going to get rid of that in just a second. But for now, let's mask that. So you can see that is now masked to just that white area in our mask. And we want to change the blend mode to try overlay. No. Soft light is perfect. So we're going to leave that as soft light. Now I want to create another new layer, and I'm going to name this layer icon. I'm going to grab the rectangle tool. I'm going to zoom in one just to the top left-hand corner here. I'm going to use my rectangle tool, and I'm just going to draw out a rectangle. Hold down the shift key, just draw a rectangle out. You can hold down the spacebar key as you draw your shape out to reposition it so you can get the exact positioning you want. That's about right where I want it. Now I'm going to go into blending options, and I'm going to apply a stroke to this. And of course, Adobe has set a 3-pixel red border as the default border. In most cases, that's not what I'm going to use. I'm going to use a 2-pixel border, and I'm going to position it inside. The default positioning is outside. Set that to inside. I'm going to give it a color here. My border color is going to be 26587 3. It's sort of that desaturated blue. That's just what I want. And we're also going to give this a color overlay, and I can guarantee you it is not going to be red. The color overlay is going to be 2CADFF, and that's a very light blue. So just like that, and that's going to be our icon. Now create a new layer. Don't worry about, well, actually do name this one. Let's just name it icon arrows. Come in here, grab the custom shape tool, come into your custom shapes library. By the way, if you don't have all of these custom shapes available to you, what you need to do is come into here and just select all. And that will give you all of these custom shapes, because these are all default. I don't have anything that I've gotten somewhere else on the web. All of these have come with Photoshop CS2. And what I'm looking for is a chevron arrow, and that is right here. Chevron arrow. I am going to draw this out, but first I need to change my foreground color. I'm going to change my foreground color to, let's try 07356E. That's another dark blue. And I'm just going to draw a very small arrow, just like that. I'm going to hit Command or Control T, and I'm going to hold in the Shift key, and I'm just going to rotate it clockwise. I'm just going to pull it 3 clicks, okay? It's going to sort of click around in increments. I'm going to pull it so it kind of moves 3 times. That's going to give me a perfect right angle, so I can just kind of wedge it down into this corner of my shape, just like that. Now I'm going to duplicate my layer. I'm going to Command or Control J. I'm going to hit Shift and the up arrow key, and shift and the left arrow key. It's going to move me over a little bit. Now I'm just going to use my arrow keys just without shift to kind of reposition it, just like that. And I'm going to hit Command or Control J again. By the way, I've got the move tool selected. That's when I'm moving. And I'm going to use my arrow keys again to move this around. All right, it doesn't look like that's positioned quite perfectly. And that's good enough there. Now I'm going to hit Command or Control E, which merges your layer down. So now you can see two of our arrows are on one layer. Command or Control E again, although I'm going to move just like that. That looks about right. And Command or Control E again, so now all three of our arrows are on one layer. I'm going to Control click the icon layer. So now we have the square selected. I'm going to hit Shift Control I, or Shift Command I, which inverts the selection. I'm going to hit Delete. I've got the icon arrows layer selected. So just delete the excess arrow ends that were sticking out of our icon box. Command or Control D, deselect that. Okay, now what I'm going to do is hit Command or Control E to merge this down. And you can see that it has completely disappeared, which is not entirely what I wanted, so we're not going to merge that down. We're just simply going to lower the opacity of this layer to something like 35. Man, we'll make it a little higher than that. Let's try 45. That looks about right. 45 looks pretty good. 45% opacity for our little icon there. All right. A couple little things we need to do before we completely finish this thing off. We're going to add some heading text. So let's name this layer. Whoops, spell heading correctly. Heading TXT. I'm going to grab the text tool. I'm going to hit D, which gives me my default colors of black and white. I want the text to be white. And I'm just going to type in here, let's say, company news. Notice I'm using all caps. I am going to change the font to Verdana. And I'm going to change it to regular. Whoops, it switched me back to Arial. I want Verdana. There we go. You got to hit the Enter key. And change the size to 8 points. Oh, that's a bit small. Let's try 14 points. That looks much better. And make sure that you align it on the left side. This way, any time you come in here, and you're probably going to have more than one of these text boxes on your site, you want to be able to come in here and quickly change the text. And you don't want to have to worry about realigning every single one and making sure your spacing is correct. So by aligning it to the left, it's always going to start at the same place, and you don't have to worry about company text being that far away and other pieces of text being that far away. So we're going to set company news about right there. That looks good. And we're actually going to lower the opacity a little. Let's try lowering the opacity about 75. That looks pretty good. Just reflects a little bit of the background through the text. Now, I am going to come over here into Adobe Bridge, and I have a file here with some text and a couple little photographs in it. This is just some stuff, some dummy text, and a couple little photos to drop in here. Now, if you want to use this and be able to edit it easily in Dreamweaver, skip this step. But if you want to be able to add little tabs and things like that to your text box, you're going to want to add all of your text and images within Photoshop. Now, the disadvantage to this is anytime you want to edit your text, you have to come back into Photoshop, you edit your text in Photoshop, save your file back out, then go into Dreamweaver and re-upload the whole thing. If you just put your text and images in Dreamweaver, it's going to make it a lot easier to edit down the road. But what you can do is a little more limited. Although, when it comes to positioning your text, Dreamweaver is going to give you a little bit more control. And I'm going to make a tutorial on how to set this box up in Dreamweaver. So you'll see exactly what I mean there if you watch that video. All right, I'm going to create a new layer here. I'm going to call this, I'm not going to call it anything. I am going to open up my web text and graphics and all of that, and I'm just going to select this image. I'm going to drag it in. I'm going to position it right about there. And I'm going to come into here, and I'm going to select my first bit of text, Command or Control C to copy that. Come over to here, delete layer 1 because I don't need that. I'm going to grab the text tool, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to draw out a box about, let's try that big. And I'm going to set my size to 8 points and the font to Verdana. We're going to change the color of the font in just a minute, so don't worry about that. And I'm just going to paste it in, and of course, it did not give me my size, so I'm just going to stretch out my text box here, stretch out as much as I need to. I'm going to select all the text and resize it to 8 points, and you can see that makes it significantly smaller, which is good, because we need to fit it into here. And you can see as I adjust this text field, the text sort of reformats itself to fit. All right, now I have this bit of text aligned left, because the next bit of text we're going to align right, because we're going to use this photo and we're going to position this photo over here. All right, now once again we're going to come back over here, copy that text, come into here, grab the text tool, draw out a nice big type area, and I'm going to paste it in here. And just like with the other one, I am going to have to stretch out the field, select all of my text, resize it, make it quite a bit smaller. And I'm going to zoom out here so I can get my other handle. There we are. Stretch it back out. And, whoops, move this down. Sorry about being so zoomed out there. Okay, and you can see that we have pretty well got our text lined up. The only thing I want to do is double click that again and align this to the right-hand side so it's closer to the photo. All right, I'm going to select both these layers and move them down a little bit. Kind of like that. I'm going to lower the image just a little bit, just like that. And there we go. We've added text and images. But like I said, if you want to do all that editing in Dreamweaver, skip that step. So, with that in mind, I'm going to delete everything I just did. And what we're going to do now is we're going to slice up our text box here. But before we do that, I want to get rid of the background because now it's time to crop out everything else. So I'm going to select layer 0 here and I'm just going to drag it to the garbage. I'm going to come up here to image and I'm going to hit trim. Now I'm going to make my trim based on transparent pixels and I'm going to trim away the top, left, right, and the bottom. It's going to trim away all those transparent pixels. Now, there's a little bit of a problem. Remember when we masked our shine? We masked it to that square shape of the header. You can now see up here we don't have transparent pixels. We've got solid white from our gradient. So let's fix that real quick. What we need to do to fix that is control click the box header mask, and I'm going to invert that selection, Command Shift or Control Shift I. Okay, so now I've got a selection of that tiny little corner. I'm going to come up to my shine layer. I'm going to select the mask and I'm going to fill that with black. And when I deselect, you can see that it is now transparent up there in the corner. Perfect. Now it's time to slice. Slicing, you don't have to worry about it being on its own layer. It's just its own thing. And basically what you're doing is cutting your one image into numerous smaller images. So let's start off here. I'm going to just basically drag. You can start out of bounds. Or off the boundaries here of your document. Drag in and just grab the entire header portion plus the blue line. Okay? So there's my first slice, image one, and you can see I've got two down here, and the gray tag just means that it's a default slice. So don't worry about that. Now I'm going to start and make my second slice. I'm going to start here from this bottom corner of the content area, and you can drag once again off the edge of the document. I'm going to stop it a little before the header here. I just zoomed in a little too far. And what I'm going to do now is select the slice tool. And when you roll over the edge of a slice, you get arrows to adjust the slice. I'm just going to drag that up so it fits perfectly. I don't want a bunch of little tiny images. I want this to be very precise and have all the correct images. I'm also going to drag this down so I get a perfect square on the corner. The reason I want a perfect square is just basically so these two corners can be symmetrical. If I'm laying this out on a table in Dreamweaver, I need to cut out this corner, obviously, so it's its own image and it's going to sit in its own little cell. So I'm going to select this corner and I'm definitely going to have to zoom in on that. Zoomed way in on that. And I'm going to kind of tweak the corner here. Zoom that back and pull that. So there we have our perfect corner. Zoom back out. I'm going to select this entire bottom portion. You don't want to get any of that light gray, which you can probably see I just got a little bit, so I just want to readjust that. Take that away, just like that. Now I'm going to make my cut here on this corner over here. And that corner looks pretty good. Nudge it back a little bit. And I need to select another slice, so I'm going to grab the slice selection tool. I'm going to select that slice, and I'm just going to pull that over just like that. And I'm going to select this slice again, and that's just about perfect. So I'm going to zoom back out. I'm going to go back to my regular slice tool, and I'm going to create a slice here. Pull the slice up, and again, we're not going to go completely to that edge. We're going to zoom in on it. We're going to use the slice tool. We're going to position it perfectly, and you can also see that I left one pixel of our border out. So I'm just going to scroll down until I get to my little control handle. I'm going to move that line over. So now we have a whole bunch of perfect slices. Now notice I didn't make a slice out of the center. That's just a default slice, okay? That's in there just because you haven't sliced it. Any leftover portions of the image become default slices just because they have to be an image, part of your image, so it has to be made an image. All right, last thing we need to do is save this thing out. Now obviously you'd save it as a PSD. You always want to keep your PSD, but you need to save it for the web. So we're going to come down and we're going to go File, Save for Web. And up pops this huge dialog box, which has gone off screen. There we go. Now, I'm going to select company news, just the header. Okay, I've just selected the header. You can see I can select all the rest of it. I just want to select the header with this slice selection tool here. You just want to select the header. We're only working with that one part of this image. I want to change this to a PNG 8 image. Okay, I want to give it about 128 colors and make sure transparency is checked on. This is going to give us our cutoff corner here. So what that means is when we bring it into a website, the background image or color of our website will show through. So it's really going to look pretty cool. We also want to give our little clipped corner here. We want to make that a PNG image. We can just give that 128 colors. You can see in our color table, it only has so many colors. So it really doesn't matter. Now the rest of this, these, I want to make these GIF images. I want to change the color to 128. And just leave transparency on, and I'm going to select these two images here on the bottom. By the way, I'm just clicking and dragging out, almost like I'm just using the rectangular marquee tool. Anything that your little boundary box touches, it's going to select. So I've just selected these two bottom ones. I'm going to do the same exact thing, just reduce that to 128 colors, and leave that as a GIF file. Now, here's the important part. I'm going to hit the Save button. Now, up pops this little area where I'm saving these. I'm actually going to delete my files here, which consists of an HTML file and a folder of images. Now, I'm going to save this out as an XHTML file, and I'm saving the HTML file and images. I can save only the HTML file, I can save only the images file, but I want to save HTML and images. And what this is going to do, it's going to create an HTML file named webtextbox.html, and it's going to create a folder called images, and inside that folder are going to be all of our slices. So I'm going to hit save, and it's going to tell me that that's unavailable because I need to come into here and save it. And I'm going to save it there, where it is available. And that's it. So we've just sliced up our web text box and saved it out as an HTML file. I can come over here into Adobe Bridge and look around. Where do I go? Come over here and look under miscellaneous files, and here is webtextbox.html and a folder of images, and you can see that our little cut corner is a PNG file and our header is also a PNG file. The rest are GIF files. So that's going to work out perfectly for us. Okay, so that's it. That's it for this one. You've created a web text box, and boy, has it taken a while to do that, but that was really me explaining it as we went. You really ought to be able to complete this web text box no more than 15 or 20 minutes. So it really shouldn't be that hard to do, and hopefully you got through it without any problems. And, well, I hope you learned something from it. And if you want to learn how to set this thing up in Dreamweaver, go check out the other tutorial for Dreamweaver on setting up an expandable text box. So I hope you learned something, and thank you very much for watching. Please go check out the site. That is www.tutvid.com.